The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, welcome to the ER show. I'm Emily.
And I'm Renee.
This is our introductory episode to the actual podcast. We just decided that we wanted to introduce ourselves and tell everyone who we are, get you familiar with what this podcast is all about, and get it moving. So again, I'm Emily.
And I'm Renee.
And this is the ER show.
Yay!
We met at school, and because our chemistry is so awesome, we decided that we should have our own podcast.
Hell yeah. I agree.
And right now it's kind of awkward because I'm sitting in a regular chair, and Renee has like a studio chair.
There should be two studio chairs in here, and she's on the floor.
Basically, this is some ghetto mess. I got my head up high trying to talk into the mic.
Hold on. You want to bring it down to you? That's a low.
That's a little better, actually.
As it's going to go.
You know why? Because that computer's in the way, but it's okay. Audition is playing.
As long as we know what's going on.
Basically.
That's fine. Okay.
So what's the podcast about? You're thinking the ER show.
ER. Well, yeah, emergency. Hell yeah.
Well, that and E for Emily, R for Renee. It was just very simple.
Yeah, we're not boring.
No, we're not boring yet. So basically, this is our take on girly topics, everyday life from two single females.
You hear that, guys? Two single females.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but y'all let us know. I mean, because we constantly hit on our classmates because...
Okay, there's only one piece of eye candy in this class.
Well, yeah, and I hit on him quite often.
But he's just eye candy. You're not going to do anything with him.
Really not. Kind of like just use them and throw them away. But at the same time...
He cannot know that.
He will know that if he listens. But it's okay because you know what? We're all about being honest. And we're at a point in our lives where it's time for us to be honest with ourselves and the people that we are close to. Because we only have one life to live. And we need to YOLO every single day. I don't mean to do anything crazy,
but... I was going to see how many times you mentioned one life to live or like a general hospital.
For those who don't know, and obviously you wouldn't know, I am a big soap opera fan. I have grown up on soap opera, so I'm talking about dating back from All My Children, One Life to Live, and General Hospital, which I still watch. I'm a ride or die Port Charles fan.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And I just started getting into New Girl. Like, I'm obsessed.
I don't watch the show.
I'm obsessed with New Girl. No. I think it's the most amazing
thing. Zooey Deschanel?
Yeah.
Is that how you say her last
name? Zooey Deschanel.
Okay.
And she has a sister. Her sister, Emily Deschanel. She's on the show Bones.
Yes.
She played Bones. Like, you would never know.
Mm-mm. No, she's popular. I know who she is. Yeah. Because she plays alongside Angel.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
His real name is David Boreanaz. But if you're a fan, you will always call him Angel.
I know. Buffy. He was Buffy.
Yes, he was Buffy. Yes. Buffy. So this is really just our take on everyday experiences. We're going to comment on... Stuff that nobody
pop
really...
Pop culture.
Yeah, pop culture, but give our own take, our own opinions to it, our own twist. We're going to have some people come in as, you know, guests just to sit and interview basically hot guys that people should know about, especially if they're single. One of our classmates decided that he will be on our show.
He just invited himself, though.
God help him, because we're going to just...
He has no idea.
He has no idea what he's gotten himself into, because I'm going to ask him every question imaginable just to see if I'm a perfect match for him. And if not, then that's okay. When we graduate, I'm pretty sure we can smash.
I really don't think he's worth it.
I don't know.
I don't think he's going to be worth it.
Why do you say that?
I don't know.
You didn't give him a chance.
Yeah, but he's just, he's not like somebody, he's not somebody, you know what though? He's somebody that I would hook up with and kind of toss to the curb.
No, I think, you know what it is?
It's bad.
No. I know what you're saying. Okay. I think you're saying that he's the type of guy that you would flirt with, kick it with for like 2 seconds, and then...
Be gone!
Because it was bad. You think he's bad.
I don't think he's
bad. You don't
bad.
Think he's going to be good in bed.
You know what? Because he chews, or he chews tobacco, kind of throws me off.
Chewing tobacco has nothing to do with the obvious.
I understand that, but it just turns...
He's not going to chew tobacco. You're not trying to marry the man.
No, that's true. You know what? That's true. That's true.
You're not trying to date the man.
That is true. I'm... Is it bad to say use?
Everybody wants to be used in one way or another. We all use each other.
I need some stress release.
And he's perfect.
You know what? You're right. He is perfect for stress release. Okay, but
I feel so bad because he doesn't know we're talking about him.
No, he has no idea we're talking about. He has no idea we're talking about him.
He's hot.
But wait a second. So I'm going to throw something out there really quickly.
Okay.
A couple of weeks ago, I wanted to hook up with some guy that I knew a while back, a couple years ago. And I knew he doesn't have a girlfriend because he's the type of guy who just would never have a girlfriend because he knows that he can get, you know, he can get whatever he wants when he wants it. So I knew what I wanted, and I wasn't looking for anything that particular night, but I did have to go back into my history and look for his number because I didn't have it in my phone. So, I mean, is that bad that I had to dig for someone's number?
No.
Okay, I'm making sure I wasn't like, all right, I'm crazy. But I knew he didn't have a girlfriend.
Time out.
All right.
People will actually listen to this podcast. We don't want them to know that you may be crazy. We don't want you to admit that you're crazy. So it's best and legally applicable to say you're allegedly crazy.
I'm not crazy.
Okay, well then never say you're crazy.
And say I was crazy. Okay. So, a crazy act? Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
that's better.
Okay. So it was a crazy act. So I dug his number up and I said, hey, what's going on? Immediately he gets back to me and says, hey, you. Okay, great. Now, I said, hey, what are you doing?
Time out.
Oh,
he
my
said,
God.
Hey, because he said, hey, you. Hey, you don't know who you are.
No, wait a second. Let me tell you something. He does know who I am.
How do you know?
Because I asked him.
Oh. Because he said, hey, you. He don't know.
Please. He better keep my
Let's
number.
Say, because I say the same
number.
Thing. Somebody will hit me up. And
I will say, they'll be like, hey,
who's this? I'll be like, hey, you. I don't know who that is. I'm waiting for you to drop a hint, something. And then I got to act stupid and ask them, oh, how do you spell your name? Or some stupid thing just to get you to say your name. Or I'll have a coworker or someone call that number and ask, you know, what's your name? I don't know.
So I asked him, I said, do you know who this is? And he said, yeah, it's Renee. I said, well, you didn't answer me. So I just, well, this is what I'm thinking in my head. Oh, you didn't answer me, so you're not sure who this is. He says, yeah, I was actually waiting for a picture. I'm like, I'm not going to just send you a picture right
no,
away.
No, I don't understand.
So wait a second. Hold on 1 second. Time out. So I continued, and I said, hey, let me know what you're doing at the end of the week or whatever. I said, okay, I left it. Didn't talk to him for a couple of days. Then I texted him again. I said, hey, what are you doing tomorrow night? Nothing. And I said, all right, done. So, obviously, you know what I wanted. I just wanted to hang out. Just wanted to see you for one night. You know what's up. But don't sit there and tell me, like, you're trying to act like you're the big guy here and you don't want to talk to me. I don't want to talk to you anymore now either. That's not my problem.
Okay, so we're going to move on, right? You got that out your chest? You got that off your chest?
Yes, I'm
okay,
sorry.
Okay, so you feel better?
I do feel better. He was a jerk. I'm not going to name him. He's never going
to
find out.
Anytime a guy says that he needs to see if he wants a picture, generally that means he forgot what you look like.
No, he doesn't. Believe me, he does not forget what I look like.
Either
believe
that or me. He just wants to make sure that you're still doable.
Oh, but you know what? He can kiss it because if he didn't.
Well, he can't kiss it because he doesn't want to kiss it. But that's okay. There are other hot guys out there.
Believe me, I'm so
happy.
Did
you show me a picture of him?
He's not even on Facebook, dude.
Because he's not cute, so we move on.
He was really cute.
What does he do for a living?
He's a part-time cop.
Okay, so let's get this straight. He's a part-time cop. How are you a part-time cop?
But wait a second. He's never going to find out about this podcast. He's never going to find out what I'm doing with my life. So he's...
Let's not act like you didn't say he's a part-time cop.
I can't. Oh, my gosh. He's like, I can't with you. All right. So let him go.
Wait a minute. So how do you become a part-time cop?
So he's not able to get full-time. I don't know. Not my problem anymore. He's done.
I have to take my glasses off.
Oh, my God. The glasses are coming off because she's laughing at me. Oh, my God. She thinks this. There are tears rolling down her face.
Because he's a part-time cop. I never heard of a part-time cop. Wait a minute. Don't solicit sex from a part-time cop.
Why? I'm not soliciting anything. I just want to hang out for one night. Not my problem.
Who hangs out with a part-time cop? Nobody. Nobody hangs out with a part-time cop. Stop doing that to yourself, please.
That's why I just went to see him for one night and be like, okay, be gone. See you later. Peace out. Okay.
All right. Rule number one. We don't date anybody with a part-time job only.
You know what? I wasn't dating him.
We don't talk to anyone that has a part-time job only.
I think I have a huge lesson to learn from Miss Emily.
The lesson learned is we don't deal with men who only have part-time jobs. Especially a part-time cop.
I wasn't cop. Dating him.
Wait a minute. Now you piqued my interest. Have you ever seen him on his job?
No.
So, in other words, he ain't got no job.
No, he has a job.
What's his name? Tommy?
No, I can't say his name.
Oh, Jesus.
But.
What? How do you know that he has a job?
Because I do know him. I have known him for a little while.
How do you know that he has a job?
Because I've seen him.
You've seen him what?
Why do we have to get into this?
Because he ain't got no job. He played you. Anyways.
No, I know he does. I've known him for a long time, and he has a job. He's a part-time He's a volunteer firefighter. I've known him for a while.
He's a part-time cop, a volunteer firefighter. Next.
Yep. Can we move on from this conversation instead of making fun of Renee?
Making fun of you. I'm just saying. He ain't got no job.
Whatever. I'm not dating him.
You don't have to, but you can't talk to him either.
All right. Next. I guess he's done. Well, that's why he didn't answer me. Because he's part-time. All right.
He's so busy.
I know.
That part-time lifestyle makes you so sleepy. What's next?
You know what?
Well, listen, I dated a guy briefly, who was 500 pounds, no lie.
Okay.
Give or take a couple pounds. All right, I'm exaggerating. He was, like, pushing 400. But he told me he was a firefighter, and I believed him because I looked at pictures. He said certain things that made me believe he was a firefighter. But then, you know, something about that didn't make any sense. Because I asked myself, can you be a firefighter and weigh over 400 pounds?
Yes. Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Doing what?
Well, it depends. You probably can't go into the building. I'm not going to lie to you because you can't fit through the damn doorway.
God.
You can. The only thing you can probably do is work the truck and the pressure on the truck. I've worked for a company that gave physicals and pulmonary function tests and fit tests to these firefighters. Like, we would go from firehouse to firehouse testing these guys to see if they were physically able to do what they volunteered to do. Some of these guys did not pass the test. Some of these guys were smokers. Some of these guys didn't pass the actual physical part, but they still were able to do it, and they didn't pass their physical. So whatever they decided to do, they have to do something else. I want to go into the building, but I can't because of my weight. You have to control your weight. I've told them time after time, like, I'm so mad, and I would hear them bitch and moan, and I can't do this and I can't do that. I was like, I said something in my head, but I can't say it out loud because, you know, it was my job. But they don't understand that they could drop dead. I work in a hospital. I see it happen all the time. They get to a point where they are too big for their job. They can't breathe. They dropped out of a heart attack. What happened? They were warned many, many times.
Wow.
And they didn't listen. This is why it is so important for guys, you know what, and women, because there are women firefighters too, to take care of themselves. You have to.
Well, shout out to all the firefighters out there. Like Renee say, take care of yourselves. I'm a big fan of Chicago
Fire.
And, you know, that show kind of opened my eyes to what firefighters really do and go through, because I didn't know they did so much.
They did a lot.
I really thought, and I'm going to be honest, I really thought it was all about, you know, putting out fires. And then I see everything else that they do on the show, and I'm like, really? Do firefighters really go through all that?
Yes.
I mean,
and I'll tell
it's
you why
scary because at the same time, you know, I just to know that they put their lives on the line and don't even give it a second thought as to what they're doing. They just go into action.
They don't care.
That would freak me out if I was dating someone, because I'd be selfish. I want you to protect yourself. But at the same time, I admire the fact that you're going in the line of fire and you're basically giving up your life for someone else.
Especially if they're volunteer. I mean, that's even crazier. But I 100% support these guys because through my other job, as I try to sit down here, I dated a firefighter. He was the most, first of all,
he had to be sexy in that uniform.
Damn. Let me tell you, he was a big guy. He was a big guy, and he lost 110 pounds without surgery. Let me tell you something. That boy.
Put the hat on.
You know what, though? He was a man. He was
a man.
God, he was unbelievably attractive. He was interested in me, and he, without any time we were together, he wouldn't go on a call. Because
Real quick.
Go ahead.
When you guys were together, did you make him keep his uniform on?
Girl, let me tell you something.
I would. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'd be like, wait a minute. Don't talk to me unless you got your uniform on. Because you know you look good with the uniform.
He actually asked me. He said, do you want me to grab it from the firehouse? And I said, are you gonna?
Take me, daddy. Fire up that hose.
He was.
You remember Backdraft, the movie?
Yes.
That scene on top of the fire truck?
Girl, let me tell you something.
That could have been me.
I'm telling you something. He was the sweetest guy ever. Absolutely the most amazing man ever. We only dated for about four months. It wasn't very long.
Okay.
It wasn't very long. After a while, he went on one call. One call the entire time we were dating.
Okay.
Because he says, I go on all the calls. When I'm with you, I don't get to see you very often. I'm with you
and I'm with you. That's sweet.
Then I'm with you and I don't go on calls. But for one call, he went on. And he came back and let me tell you something. When I heard that pager go off, it scared the crap out of me.
Why?
Because it was just – I never saw it before. I saw it when I was at the firehouse doing these tests on these guys and making sure that they were okay. But when they get a call, they book. They drop everything and they go. That's one thing. But when you're with somebody and you care about somebody, it's a whole different view of what they're doing. So you're – and he says, okay, babe, I got to go. I said, okay, be careful. He goes. I stayed at his house. I hung out with his mom. I hung out with, you know, his family. They were awesome. And he came back and, you know, a couple hours later, and he says, this is what happened. This is what happened. And we just, I don't know, hung out for the rest of the night, or I went home or spent the night, whatever. It was just scary to see that rush that he gets up and goes no matter what the problem is.
Mm.
And I give these men and women 150% of respect for what they do. And for all the men and women who fell throughout the years, you know, 9/11 and every situation, every call they go on, they risk their lives, and I applaud them. But let me tell you something. Chicago Fire and all these different types of shows, that's not – we used to sit there and dissect. And I said, okay, we're going to watch Chicago Fire. He would never watch without me. And I said, well, what happens here? And what happens here? He goes, well, that really wouldn't happen because this happens. And that really wouldn't happen, or this could happen if this happened.
Well, of course, they exaggerate because
of
TV. I mean, like,
absolutely.
The closest I think it ever came to was probably, if anybody remembers, Third Watch. I was obsessed.
Yes, I remember that.
And it was about the policemen, the firemen, and the paramedics. And with the Chicago trilogy, you have Chicago Fire, Chicago Med, and Chicago PD.
Yep.
So they break it up with, you know, you have the firehouse with the paramedics. Then you have the police. That's a separate show. So it's kind of – it was years in the making, but it really is a spinoff of Third Watch, really, which was based in New York, and the series now is based in Chicago. But I think Third Watch was kind of more similar to maybe more real-life happenings at the firehouse.
There's a lot of drama. I think there's a lot of drama no matter where you are. It's just drama. It's like, ugh.
True. But I don't know. I would love to date a fireman. I think it's just hot and sexy.
It is. It's very.
I wouldn't want to date a police officer because they're crazy.
Not all of them.
Not all, but I'm just saying.
One of my best friends just married a police officer. And he, let me tell you something. That guy is the sweetest thing. And I'm so happy she married him because let me tell you something. Those losers before him, ugh. I tell my friends all the time, I'm so glad you married him. I'm so glad you married him.
Well, I have a friend now who's almost engaged to her boyfriend, and it's been years in the making because, excuse me, every time she dated somebody, honestly, they were trash. Like, I didn't understand. Like, for her, it was all about looks. It was about the body, the physique, how much money he made, what his status was, but they never treated her right.
Okay.
And I told her before, I was like, you know,
understandable.
Maybe if we date the opposite of what you want, because the guy that you're looking for really doesn't exist because you're all about the surface and they're not doing you justice. Now, I'm not saying she dated down, but in a way, for her standards, she did date down.
Right.
And now that she did, it's gotten better.
Good.
And she's in a happy relationship. And now they're close to getting married. And that's good for her.
That's great.
Just trying to get on here. And meanwhile, I'm still single.
Honey,
and looking.
Let me tell you something. They say the best hottie, for last. You know, he's just eye candy.
He is eye candy, but I need him to look ugly. And
you know what, though? We've told him. I've told him. Like you're.
You not, told him. I ain't tell him nothing.
Sheesh. I told
you better tell
him.
Her right. I'm going to tell you right now, for the rest of this podcast, you better act like and claim what you say. Don't make it look like I said it. You said.
I said.
Go ahead.
Right, okay. I said to him, you're eye candy. And he's like, I've never been called eye candy. I'm like.
He's lying.
I know.
He has been called eye candy.
He's so full of He is so full of it. He knows he's good looking.
He'll be on his show in a couple of episodes, and y'all get to meet him.
But he doesn't know that we talk about him.
He will know when he comes on the show. I'm gonna be honest with him. Shoot, I'm gonna let him know when we graduate what's going down.
Oh my God,
we got issues.
We don't have issues. The right guy hasn't found us yet. I really, truly believe that we are busy right now. We have school. We have things to do. We're creating.
And I have to lose weight because I just discovered that I'm gaining more weight. I know. People say that all the time.
Please.
But this time it's like really a problem for me. I'm like pushing almost 300 pounds at this point.
You're full of it.
Maybe like the 300 pounds part because I'm not there yet, but I'm getting there if I keep doing what I'm doing now. And then people like the hottie, the eye candy, will never look at me because all he'll see are rolls. Even though he said he doesn't like, you know, women that have low self-esteem. I don't have low self-esteem. I'm just more aware of the fact that there's something wrong with this picture. I'm like a Janet Jackson. I blow up when I'm moody, but then when I'm like really into losing weight, I can lose the weight. It's just that I celebrate after I drop a couple pounds.
Oh my God.
Forget I was supposed to be on a diet. I can't help it. I love food. I mean, pizza is my weakness. You put a slice of pizza in front of me, it's a wrap.
But let me tell you, you can't just live on that. It's not just that. It has to be.
I eat that. I eat cracked chicken.
What's cracked chicken?
Girl, bye. I gotta take you to the hood. Listen, I was introduced to crack chicken, and I didn't even know until I had one piece, and I was like, well, damn it. It's fried chicken, but it's over in Newark.
All right.
Ambassador Chicken, holla.
Okay.
They call it crack chicken.
Crack chicken.
That's some good chicken. Listen, service is fast. It's all good.
Oh, my God.
That's the problem. I'm going to try a juice cleanse. You know what we're going to do for this podcast? Renee and I are also going to do, like, other things outside of this. Like, try different products and let everybody know if they work or not. Because I've always had this issue where there are new products out. And they claim they work. And then I buy it and it doesn't work.
Don't.
And then I have an issue. I almost belched. I did burp. Sorry.
This is our first podcast.
This is our introduction.
And she is burping.
I didn't mean to, and I apologize for that. You know how when you're talking, you have to belch, and then you think you got it under control, and then you
look
say
at him.
Something?
Look at him. Looking all good. He can dress up in the sweat. He can dress up in sweatpants.
Is he still there?
He's outside. He's still there. He can't hear us.
Why is he here so late?
I don't know. He's trying to get an A. He's trying to, you know.
He was supposed to leave a while ago.
Then let him, you know, let him do whatever he has to do.
Listen, people, he's handsome. I can't help it, all right?
He's a good-looking guy. I've seen better-looking guys.
Anyway, back to what I was saying.
He's the only good-looking guy right now. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Continue.
Well, we will interview him, and then y'all can understand what it is that we can't get enough of. But, like, Renee was telling me earlier that she has problems with her face.
With my skin.
With her skin.
I've struggled, like people do struggle with their weight their entire lives. I've been struggling with my skin my entire life. It's going on and off. And right now I'm on medicine and I'm doing my best to stay away from sweets because you put sweets in front of me. You put chocolate.
It's just like pizza, right? It's like, oh, my God.
It's like.
I'm a pig. I'm not afraid to tell y'all. I'm a pig. I can eat a whole pie by myself. No shame. No shame. And but, don't you even ask me for a slice if I'm really hungry. It's a problem. But, you know, I just have to control it. And I can control it. I think a lot of the times it's just whatever I'm going through. So, like, if I'm emotional, something's going on in my personal life, I'm very good at hiding, you know, issues that are going on behind the scenes. I don't talk about them much because 9 out of 10, I'm a happy person. But the problem is that all the issues build up and build up and build up over time. Mm-hmm. And then instead of me just, like, going crazy and spazzing out, I'll just eat. And I find comfort in eating. That's why they call it comfort food.
That's not good.
It's not good. It's really not good. But if I can't have sex, then I might as well, you know, eat.
She just had this look on her face. It was great.
So, we've decided that we're going to try certain products to see if they really work and give you guys feedback and let you know if they work or not. And if, you know, you should waste money on these products. Because I'm so sick and tired.
We'll just waste our money on these products.
No, but we're going to let the makers know, too. I'm not afraid. Listen, I'm tired of you advertising on TV, oh, try this product or try that product. No. Why? Because it doesn't work. You can't sit there and tell me that my skin's going to look beautiful and then I try it for, like, 30 days and it doesn't work. What the heck?
But there's one thing for skin, you do have to work it with your diet. Your diet has a huge effect on it.
Oh, I totally believe that.
My diet is terrible. I'm obsessed with bagels in the morning.
I had one this morning, too. A Asagio cheese with jelly.
See? Can't have that. The jelly.
I don't have it all the time. See, like, I'm a breakfast person, but I don't eat breakfast a lot. In fact, I kind of got this down to a science that I'm going to try on Wednesday. Well, I'm going to start it on Wednesday. So I got my pre-workout drink.
Okay. Is it a shake or like a smoothie or a protein shake?
It's a shake. It's a cold shake.
Okay.
And you take that like 45 minutes before you start working out.
Mm-hmm.
And then you work out. Along with like a nice, when you first wake up, they always tell you to drink like a full glass of water.
Right. On an empty stomach, right.
Right. And then work out. And then after you work out, you can drink like the protein shake and then pre-pack whatever it is, your lunch.
Okay.
And then also pre-prep your dinner.
Okay.
So I figured if I do that for like the next 30 days, I'll go with the world. We'll see. We'll see. It starts on Wednesday.
Okay. It starts on Wednesday. Why Wednesday, not Monday?
The sooner the better.
Why don't you?
You want me to start on Monday?
Start Monday and then you can end it on Wednesday. No, I'm just kidding.
All right. Awkward, right? Because Halloween's around the corner and you already know I'm going to eat the candy. So.
Just wait until Monday. Finish out this week.
I'll start on Sunday. I'll go to the gym and all that other stuff.
Let me tell you something. The gym is another place for hotties.
Not my gym. Bye. Not my gym. Trust me, I was looking. All right? Not my gym. All right? I ain't going to even go there with y'all. Not my gym. All right. So you know what? We'll discuss more of that during the next episode. But this has been fun. We have to go for now.
I'm excited about this. I've shared a little too much more information than I wanted to.
That's the point.
I know. And there he is now. But hopefully
he has no idea.
He has no idea we're talking about him. And
he's got that smile.
Ugh.
We're going to talk to him about it and confront him about the seductive look that he gives.
When we get our Facebook, our Twitter, and our Instagram up, we will post a picture of John, and we will make sure, and we need your opinions on him. We don't want, you know what? If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it. Don't hide behind your keyboard because I know people who do that.
Trust me, y'all going to be saying the same things I say in my head, but I just don't say it to him.
He's adorable, and I will make sure that he wears...
He's fine as hell. She's like, he's adorable. He's fine as hell.
I think that's my word of saying, like, that's my version of saying he's fine.
Listen, he's for adorable. Anybody, for all y'all listening, he is fine as hell, okay?
You think he's a six-pack?
I don't care. I mean, first of all, you know what it is? His smile, that's all you need. When he smiles at you, your panties fall off. That is slow motion. You know what? We gotta go.
That's oh my stupid. God! Did you just hear that? Did you hear that?
We gotta go.
He just heard that. He just heard that. That is the funniest thing. This is not bad for our first episode. Oh my gosh.
He really heard that? I hope not.
He said he heard it, but
I don't
you know
think
what
he
though?
Did.
I really, really don't care.
Well, I do. I love it too now. All right, we gotta go.
You know what though? Bye.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.